From the newsroom of the Communicator at Spokane Falls Community College.
I'm McCall Daniels.
And I'm Connor Knuckles, and here's what's making news. It is cold and icy at the falls, and the maintenance crew is doing everything they can to make walking around the campus safe. But with only 6 men on the maintenance staff, it could be difficult for them. So they ask if any student sees an icy area to alert a staff member so they can get rid of the ice.
After many complaints from residents and local businesses, the city of Spokane has once again evicted the homeless people from Tent City under I-90. When officials arrived on scene, the removal went fairly smooth. Tent City has been created every year since 2005 when winter rolls around, and every year it has been torn down.
Thrift shopping has increased after the hit song Thrift Shop by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis came onto the scene. So, do you want to pop some tags, and do you only have $20 in your pocket? Then check out some of the local thrift shops in the area, such as Teen Challenge Thrift, Value Village, and Plato's Closet. Average outfits range from $10 to $45.
SFCC's on-site art gallery will be hosting a show called Obsessive Behavior, Wall to Wall. The show will display art from 3 local artists, Tom O'Day, Richard Schindler, and Harold Ballas. The gallery and its events are free and open to the public 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., Monday through Friday, from January 3rd until February 9th. On the 9th, there will be a closing reception from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
NBA basketball is coming back to Washington. In a press release on CBS Sports, Chris Hansen and a group of Seattle investors announced on January 21, 2013, that they had purchased the controlling estate of the Sacramento Kings from the Maloof family, the current owners of the Kings. They made it clear that the NBA will return to Seattle as the Supersonics.
You can find these stories and more at the Communicator website. Until next time, I'm McCall Daniels.
And I'm Connor Knuckles, signing off. Campus in Brief is a product of SFCC Journalism.